Brittany Griner was in a Russian prison. You would think that somebody who is now free, back in America, on home soil, would not have too much to complain about.
Have you noticed some of Brittany Griner's strange behavior behind WNBA Commissioner Katherine Engelbert? This may be the real reason why she is still in the league.
Another example of that is Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner made news. And Brittany Griner made news the other day because why?
So Stephen A. Smith just threw a massive curveball at the WNBA's so-called woke playbook, dropping some shocking claims about Brittany Griner that have the whole league scrambling. Stephen isn't the type to toss out half-baked stories. When he speaks, it's straight facts or nothing, and this one has people's jaws on the floor. Before we even get into this supposed DNA bombshell, let's talk about what's been fueling the rumors. Fans have been side-eyeing Brittany's increasingly unpredictable moves on the court for a while now. And after Stephen lit her up on air, it feels like the puzzle pieces are finally clicking into place. We're talking about sudden bursts of aggression toward other players, out of nowhere elbow swings, wild trash talk, and unfiltered online rants that leave fans stunned. It's made people start asking the question they've whispered.
Griner, who was imprisoned in Russia, in a man's prison. Which I had no idea.
Is under fire for extremely aggressive behavior portrayed toward Caitlin Clark, the rookie from last year, the one that has everybody's focus in the WNBA. And this incident has, of course, gone viral online, but also sparked up some other skeletons in Britney's closet that she probably wants to stay.
But for years, is Britney really who she says she is? The whispers are getting louder, and the picture being painted is far from flattering. Now, the big question, what's in these mysterious documents, and why does it seem like the WNBA is going out of its way to shield her? Fans aren't letting this go, and the tension is boiling over. For the past few weeks, Brittany Griner has been catching serious heat from WNBA supporters over her on-court clashes and eyebrow-raising attitude, and this latest revelation might just blow the roof off the whole situation. What really sent the rumor mill into overdrive was Stephen A. Smith's jaw-dropping comments about Brittany Griner in a recent interview. During his sit-down on the Valuetainment podcast, the topic of Brittany's alleged bullying, especially toward rising star Caitlin, came up, and let's just say they didn't pull any punches. Stephen and the other guests went all in, calling her out for being a flat-out bully, showing zero gratitude, and acting like she was entitled to everything the sport and the country had ever given her. But then came the moment that lit the internet on fire. Stephen pulled out what he claimed were bombshell documents revealing Brittany's real DNA. And it was nothing like what fans were expecting. The question now, how did Stephen even get his hands on something like that? Well, reports claim Brittany had to undergo a battery of tests during her time in a Russian prison. What the public never knew was that the Russians also ran a covert DNA analysis from those very same samples. And according to the whispers, those results showed some unexplained genetic markers, traits that could supposedly explain the fierce, almost untamed energy she's been showing on the court for years. People have always marveled at Brittany's raw athletic power, off the charts compared to even the best in the WNBA, but now folks are wondering if there's more to the story than just talent and training. And here's the kicker. Her intense physical style has never gone unnoticed. Teammates say they've gotten hurt in practice with her, and opponents, they often leave games with bruises from her elbows like they've just gone a few rounds in a boxing ring. We've all seen those clips of Brittany going hard on Caitlin Clark, right? Sure, basketball can get rough. Elbows fly, bodies collide, but that still doesn't explain why so many players walk away banged up, while Brittany comes out without a scratch, unless, of course, there's something different about her physical makeup that gives her an edge most...
Remembering who they let out to get her back.
The Merchant
American
of
Soul.
Death.
The Merchant of Death. An arms dealer that wanted to kill American citizens, according to the reports. That's who they let out. For her. You would think that you would be smiling, you would be ecstatic, you would be happy, and something like this wouldn't faze you at all. The fact that it does is disturbing. I'll leave it at that.
Players can't match. Here's the thing. There's a reason men's and women's sports have always been separated. Different genetic builds mean differences in weight, height, speed, stamina, recovery times, and agility. So if one player somehow checks every box for elite level power and endurance that stands apart from everyone else on the court, what exactly does that suggest? It didn't take long for fans to start connecting the dots and doing their own digging into Britney's past. Suddenly, all those random viral moments that once seemed like harmless quirks started looking a whole lot more suspicious. Take that infamous poolside clip, for example. People still wonder why Instagram never flagged it for nudity, even though it appeared to show a woman fully exposed in public. And just so it's crystal clear, this isn't about virtue signaling, moral policing, or questioning anyone's personal identity. This is about patterns and facts. Because let's be real, if any other woman had posted that kind of clip, Instagram's guidelines would have kicked in instantly, no questions asked. Here's the twist that really sent the chatter into overdrive. Stephen A. Smith didn't just hear about those records, he got his hands on them, and he's not exactly keeping quiet. During a recent interview, Stephen gave his raw, unfiltered take on Britney, and it left fans both stunned and confused. Remember that Russian prison stint we mentioned earlier? Well, when Stephen brought it up, it felt like he was dancing on the edge of spilling way more than he was allowed to say out loud. The tension in that moment was thick. You could almost hear what he wasn't saying. Now, here's where things get even murkier. Britney was swapped in a high-profile prisoner exchange for Victor Bout, the infamous merchant of death. That alone had people buzzing, but the real head-scratcher, Britney's charges were
fans in every sport. She described the fans.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what sport you are. It doesn't matter what sport you pick. That's how fans act in every arena. In every arena.
For smuggling and possessing a small amount of cannabis. Yet she was traded for a convicted arms dealer accused of plotting against innocent lives. It didn't add up then, and it sure doesn't add up now. Fans began wondering, why would the U.S. pull off such a lopsided trade unless there was more hiding under the surface? And according to Stephen's careful but loaded words, there absolutely was. He hinted that Britney's exchange deal had layers the public was never supposed to see. The way Stephen A. kept hammering on the point that Britney should be grateful had people raising eyebrows, big time. It sparked a theory that the WNBA itself may have stepped in to shield her from the fallout. And here's the wild part. Some believe that if Britney had stayed in that Russian prison even a little longer, the truth about her real medical records, not the polished, league-friendly version.
Britney, a few weeks ago, you fouled out of an Indiana Fever game. Cameras caught you saying something on the bench. It's hard to tell what you said. Can you tell us what you said?
I remember fouling out, being mad. I remember fouling out on, I believe it was Howard, driving to the basket. They said I put my hand in. But hey, we never really had to look at the shame, so.
But what did you say?
I really can't remember what I said, honestly.
If I showed you the video, would that help?
No, it wouldn't help.
It wouldn't help?
Would have been exposed for the whole world to see. And judging by the comments online, plenty of people agreed with Stephen. One person wrote, I generally don't like Stephen A. Smith, but he nailed it here. Absolutely nailed it. Another chimed in, if Griner is a female, why was she in a Russian male prison? Those questions just kept piling up. But Stephen didn't stop there. He also called out Britney for an old rant she made about the WNBA itself, and this one had fans shaking their heads. The quote has been making the rounds online, and it's not a good look. Britney allegedly said, WNBA games used to be a chill, quiet place. You could bring your laptop and relax, maybe even get a little work done. But now it's like there's large gatherings of people watching us from the stands. Some of them are yelling crazy stuff about what they're seeing, putting unfair pressure on us to score, like we're there for their entertainment. And that's pretty gross. She reportedly went on to say the whole thing is toxic, even recalling how she saw a man and his daughter yelling from the stands, though she couldn't tell if it was about her game or some light racism. Either way, that comment lit up social media and not in a good way. It definitely sounded like one of those over-the-top comedy skits. And to be fair, the original post did come from a meme account known for satirical content. But here's the kicker. Even if it was satire, it hit a little too close to home for some people. The joke seemed to match what a lot of the public already believed about Britney, especially now that Stephen A. is making his boldest claims yet. In his view, if Britney truly felt that way, it wasn't just disrespect toward the sport. It was a slap in the face to the fans who pay to watch her play and to her fellow athletes who give their all every single game. And then Stephen dropped the real bomb. This wasn't just speculation. He said he had documents backing up what many have whispered about for years, that Brittany Griner might be breaking one of the NBA's most sacred rules about player eligibility. That revelation alone was enough to send shockwaves through the league. From there, Brittany's behavior only seemed to spiral, both on and off the court. The most talked about moment came when Caitlin Clark fouled her out of a game. Brittany snapped so hard that she allegedly hurled a slur at Caitlin. Some insist she said, "whack effing call." Others claim it was something far more personal. But Brittany says she doesn't even remember saying anything like that. Either way, the damage was done, and with the other rumors swirling, Brittany's public image is looking messier by the day. And just when it seemed it couldn't get worse, it did. There's also growing talk that Brittany's been shielded by the league as part of a bigger, behind-the-scenes agenda. Think about it. If the Russians could figure something out from just a handful of tests, why didn't the WNBA ever run their own investigation? Could it be they already knew? And maybe, just maybe, they decided to protect her to avoid the firestorm that would explode if the truth came out? Now, to be clear, none of these claims have been officially confirmed, but confirmed or not, people are treating them like breaking news and flooding social media with their opinions. One comment read, "make her pay back every penny she's earned under false pretenses, that would be fair." Another asked, "wouldn't that be identity fraud or maybe even falsifying documents?" And the digging doesn't stop there. Folks are now revisiting Britney's past interactions, searching for clues they might have missed. One person wrote, "didn't any of her teammates think it was weird she never dressed down in the locker room? I mean, after years of working with her, that's just strange." Meanwhile, everyone knows Stephen A. isn't the type to drop a bombshell and walk away. If he's right, he's not just going after Brittany. He's going after everyone who allegedly protected her. And if this DNA leak turns out to be legit, the WNBA could be staring down the biggest scandal in its history. The wild part? It's starting to look like Brittany might be the one getting thrown under the bus, scrambling to clean up the mess while the league keeps its hands clean. So, is this just a social media frenzy gone wild, or is there really more to Brittany Griner than meets the eye? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button, hit subscribe, and share this with a friend. And trust me, you won't want to miss the next video. See you there!